There was a time when every segment of the Indian market had sedans. And every company would make sedans in huge numbers. But now the time has changed. Only a few companies are risking to make sedans. Sedans, which had a market share of 13% in India in 2011, it has reduced to only 2.2% only. Can you imagine? What is the reason behind this? Well, the obvious reason is our Indians' preference to SUVs and their illegitimate crossovers like compact and coupe SUVs. These have grabbed over 60% shares in the Indian market, and they are so popular that they have shrunk the market of most beloved hatchback in India. But the question is, are SUVs really better than sedans? Or we are just buying them out of commotion and rejecting sedans? Well, I made this episode to answer this question. And I'm going to explain in detail the reasons, and I'm really going to explain in detail the reason which makes me think that sedans still make sense to many people even today, if we still want to continue with petrol and diesel engines. We'll understand in detail about the coefficient of drag, center of gravity, and pedestrian safety. I mean, those factors that are in favor of sedans. But before that, please consider following this podcast. It is really insane how our community is growing these days. So, let's understand the history of the sedan, then we'll talk about the other stuff. Hi, I'm Rabjot Singh, an automobile engineer by profession and owner of Singh Automods Academy, where my mission is to teach people skills to become proficient in designing and analysis softwares that helps people to become an excellent automobile engineer or a mechanical engineer. According to experts, the word sedan comes from the Italian word sedere, which means to sit. If we try to associate this word sedan in the history, then this is it. You might have seen this in India, Chinese and Egyptian historical movies, that it's a chair within a box-shaped wagon which is carried by two or four people on their shoulders, and either rich people or a new bride sit on them. And these chair wagons are introduced in Europe also, and initially in the 1600s, these chairs were called sedan chairs in Europe. Sedan chairs were very popular in Europe in the pre-motor vehicle era. So popular that they would organize rallies of these chairs. Now this is all about history. But if you look for the word sedan being used in the context of vehicles, then it's a matter of debate. Friends say 1899 Renault Voiturette. Who wrote this? Who wrote this name in the script? Man, seriously, can't they make the name simpler, dude? Like, to be honest. Anyways, this two-seater car is one to be called as a sedan before anything. While the Americans say that company called Speedwell made the first four-seater car in America, and that is the first sedan in the true sense. Now, we don't care much about this first sedan, who made, why they made. First of all, just take care of the name. That name is very shabby looking, to be honest. I can't even pronounce it. And all we care about is which type of cars are called sedans. Now, it's not something to be told, but if some of you are cavemen, then let me tell you that sedan is a three box shaped car which has three defined compartments for engine, occupants, and luggage. Now that we have understood the history and the definition of a sedan, let's understand those three reasons. Don't pay much attention to the history. It's not gonna come in any of your exams. Even I put this in the episode just for the sake of telling the information. Okay, let's get back to it. The first and the biggest reason to buy a sedan is its aerodynamics. Aerodynamics are very important while designing a car. Now, you can fit an engine in a bullock cart and it will start to run. But to move a car efficiently, aerodynamics plays a major role. Now, have you ever heard about the drag coefficient? Many of you might have heard it. Like, it's a very common term in terms of cars. Tell me something. Have you ever put your arm outside of the car? If you did, then you would know when you put your arm outside of a moving car, you'll feel a lot of pressure or force on your arm in the direction opposite to the car which is moving. And the air pressure is known as the air drag or drag. Now this drag coefficient comes from this air drag. This is directly proportional to the force which you are facing on your arm. Now I'm not gonna tell you the mathematical details of all. I'm not gonna teach mathematics in podcast, to be honest. That will be the last thing I'll do, or if I'm totally insane, I'll do that. This measures the speed of the air that can flow through an object. If an object has more drag coefficient, that means it cannot handle the air pressure. If an object has less drag coefficient, then it can easily handle the air pressure. This is, I'm telling you in simple words. According to many scientific studies, if you tweak your car's front bumper a little, then you can reduce the drag up to 32%, and the rear end of the car can manipulate the drag coefficient very easily. That can cause an SUV to have 30% more drag coefficient than a sedan. But you'll be shocked to know how sedans have a drag coefficient not just less than an SUV, but also less than a sports car. And again, you're gonna think that I'm insane, but I'm gonna explain it to you. A sedan's drag coefficient is from 0.24 to 0.35 CD. A typical drag coefficient is between 0.35 to 0.45 CD for a SUV. And while a high-end sports car like Bugatti Veyron or Lamborghini Aventador have a drag coefficient of 0.35 to 0.45 CD. I mean, a sports car drag coefficient is more than a sedan. Now, these sports cars have a low profile, and looking at them, we can easily say that the air can glide through it and drag coefficient is simply less. Sports cars are designed to compress the air more than cut through it, so that when they move at high speeds, they'll get a ground grip more easily. You must have understood that sedans have better aerodynamics, but you might ask what's the benefit of it. Due to better aerodynamics, sedans deliver a better fuel efficiency than SUVs. And we can understand this by comparison. I mean, by comparing mileage of the SUVs and sedans with the same engines, if we compare Hyundai Verna and Creta, they both have a 1.5 liter petrol engine. If we compare them both, then Verna's claim mileage is 18.6 kilometers per liter, while Creta is 17 only. Verna's has a better mileage. Similarly, Honda's Elevate has claimed a mileage of 15.31 kilometers per liter, while Honda City, with the same engine, claims the mileage of 17.8. You must have noticed the constant trend where you have seen sedans have better mileage than SUVs, even with the same engines. And we are talking about pseudo SUVs, which has better aerodynamics. Now, a car with good aerodynamics deliver you a better mileage, and you must have understood that by now. But this also helps the overall performance of a car. I mean, you can drive sedans at high speeds with better stability. The second biggest reason to opt for a sedan is its lower center of gravity. The center of gravity is an imaginary point in our vehicle where your car is perfectly balanced. An SUV's center of gravity is set higher due to its tall body design, while center of gravity for a sedan is set low due to their low ride profile. Bro, I seriously need a video to explain all of this. Man, life is so damn challenging right now. Anyways, let's go on with it. If you want to make a car stable during a turn, then the center of gravity of this car should be quite low, so that it will have a better stability while turning at high speeds. SUVs have a disadvantage because of their higher center of gravity. This leads to more risk of rolling over. Even if they don't roll over, due to their body, it loses the grip of the tire from one end. I mean, they won't be stable. Now, talking about Indian roads, car stability is very important for us, because even on our highways, people come on the roads out of the blue, like out of nowhere, or stray animals come in front of the cars leading to accidents. If I consider a prime example, then stray cows are big of a problem right now. In just last 5 years, there have been 900 deaths in car accidents where all of the sudden cows showed up in front of the cars. In these situations, if you have a car that can change its direction so quickly without losing its balance, then there is nothing better than that. The third and the most underrated reason to buy a sedan is pedestrian safety. I mean, the safety of people who walk on the roads. In India, since people are coming out of the blue in front of the trains itself, it's very likely to have a car of a sedan type rather than an SUV type. I'll explain it to you. It is found that in many tests that if you hit a pedestrian with an SUV, the chances of their death are very high in comparison to a sedan. When a sedan hits a pedestrian, due to their lower front bumpers, most of the impact falls on their legs and the person falls over on the hood, which is usually flexible. And in this case, their legs might hurt, but the person's life cannot be in much danger. When an SUV hits a person, Then due to its high set bumper, the car directly hits on its vital organs. I mean, the first collision happens to the part where the vital organs are there. I mean, the torso or the stomach. This is the reason when a person is hit by an SUV, the chances of death are very high in comparison to sedans. Pedestrian safety is an important part that can bring down the overall safety rating of a car. If it doesn't, it will not pass the NCAPs. I believe due to these three main reasons, the sedans make more sense compared to SUVs. Okay, there are some areas where SUV feels better than a sedan, where there is more ride height, also there is more off-road capability, but we all know that 90% of us don't even go for off-roads. And pseudo SUVs like Creta do not have the capability to go for off-roads also. So, and if you argue with the high ground clearance of SUVs, then that's a solid point, and I acknowledge it. But nowadays, sedans come with a better ground clearance. Anyways, our roads are getting better also, and they will continue to get better in the future. So, I believe sedans make more sense in today's date, and people who are not bothered by huge road presence and sitting higher, then I believe they should buy sedans. Okay, there is a drawback. Since the demand is low, there are not many good options in the market. But whatever there are, they are still decent. So that's it for today's episode. Tell me in the comment section, what do you like about this episode? And also tell me your suggestions. What is your favorite type of car body? If it's a hatchback, sedan or an SUV like others. Please follow this podcast. It keeps me motivated to make more episodes and find out more content which will add value to your time. Thank you. This is Rabjot Singh, your host. Take care and keep being awesome.